The woman who helped lobby for the federal Superfund program, Lewis Gibbs, spoke to a small group of demonstrators on the Capitol steps. Gibbs brought attention to the Love Canal toxic site in upstate New York back in the 70s. She's lending her star power to fight legislation that would allow schools to be built on sites where toxic vapors could be present. She says the bill would gut a new state law that serves as a national model.
The current legislation that you pass, that they're trying to gut or change, is extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary.
Gibbs says that legislation established the most stringent school building codes in the nation. A main sponsor of the legislation allowing school construction on sites with possible toxic vapors, Representative John Edwards of Tiverton, did not return our phone calls. Rhode Island mayoral academies support Edwards' legislation. It says it would allow them to convert the former Red Farm Studios in Pawtucket into another Blackstone Valley Prep charter school. The environmental advocacy group, Clean Water Action, says work was put on hold due to toxic substances found at the site. Bradley Campbell, Rhode Island Public Radio.